was a call for Brexit to be cancelled, which received 6.1 million signatures. Now, since this petition has passed the threshold of 100,000 signatures, it has been announced that it will be debated in Parliament on January 6th, 2025. However, that does not mean that it will trigger a new election. It's just that it will be now debated. Now, most notably, the petition has been promoted by quite a few prominent figures in the media. So one being the Reform UK party leader, Nigel Farage. And for those that don't know, Reform UK is a right-wing populist political party that was formed back in 2018 as the Brexit Party and then has renamed itself. As well as that, there is Elon Musk, who has been repeatedly critical to the new prime minister since he came into power. And he said on X, formerly Twitter, that the people of Britain have had enough of tyrannical police state. And we also have the infamous British actor Michael Caine, who has been a Conservative supporter in the past, has put his backing behind this petition, sharing the link to it on the platform X. Now, it's just coming after 5 months from the Labour winning a landslide victory back in July by securing 9.7 million votes and a kind of overwhelming majority in the House of Commons with 412 seats. And the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, has said he is not surprised that there has been a call for a rerun. But he has argued that he had inherited a lot of problems from the previous Conservative government and that he has decided to take the tough and hard decisions first and has dismissed calls for an election, saying this is not how our system works. Because usually the party in power should be in government for around 5 years, unless there is an election called before them, but their term is usually 5 years. So this petition has come about because there is an increasing backlash over Labour's budget, and I'll give a breakdown about kind of what the budget is and what's the main points that the Labour budget has given that's kind of created this controversy. Some of the main ones have been that they have increased a national insurance tax, which is a tax on earnings and self-employed profits. You would normally start paying this when you turn 16 and you're earning over a certain amount. And they have also added an extension of the inheritance tax to include farms. But those have kind of been two of the most unpopular. And there are a couple more, but that is to fill the spending black hole, which is sort of what is being described as that we're seeing in the UK. Now, the majority of the signatures have been seen to be concentrated in Conservative or Reform safe seats, which is not really surprising that it's more in the Conservative or Reform constituencies, since they're the opposition. And the MPs in the constituencies where the petitions have received the most signatures include the leader of the opposition Conservative Party, Kemi Badenoch, as well as the leadership hopeful, which was James Cleverly, who was former Home Secretary and also a member of the Conservative Party, and Alex Burkhardt, who is Shadow Secretary for Northern Ireland and Shadow Chancellor of the Duchy of Lancaster, and also a member of the Conservative Party. Now, he has become increasingly more well-known in the past couple of weeks for clashing with the Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, during the Prime Minister's questions. It also has been increasingly popular in the constituents of the two Reform leaders, so Richard Tice and Nigel Farage. Their constituencies have a lot of the concentrated signatures coming from. But there has been over a million that have come from Labour constituencies, which has kind of become increasingly concerning if those constituencies were won by Labour with a small majority, because then it could swing a bit more. And we have at least 14,000 signatures actually coming from people outside of the UK but have British citizenship. Most notably, they're coming from the US, Spain, France, and Australia. So the petition was created by a man called Michael Westwood, and he is a small business owner, previously owned Britain's quoted cheapest pub, which was called the Wagon and Horses, where you could get a pint for as little as £2.30, which was, if you converted it now, probably around $4 Canadian, 10 cents around then. But he believes voters feel betrayed by Labour at the moment, which is why the petition is resonating so much with the public. He says, and this is quoted, that he says the British public feel like they have been betrayed with the promises that they were told in the lead up to the election, and then what has been delivered since, it looks nothing like what was promised. And I think people have had enough. People have seen what's happened over in America as well, and I think that's had a knock-on effect, that actually if people stand together and vote, then we can make a change. He did reveal that he did vote Conservative back in July because he said he thought it would be better to elect the devil, you know, as a small businessman. But his anger in particular, he said, has come because of the budget that was created by Chancellor Rachel Reeves, where we are increasing the minimum wage and national insurance tax. And that has caused him to increase the price of the alcohol he is selling. And he says it is about fighting back against tax increases and the cost of inflation. And as a small business, you've got to fight back and try to help the people around you and the community. So a lot of small business owners are not happy with the budget, with the tax increases that we are seeing. So now for what is the budget? So each year, the Chancellor of the government will make the budget statement to the House of Commons, which will outline the state of the economy and the government's proposals for changes to taxation. And traditionally, the leader of the opposition will reply to the budget speech, and then it's usually followed up by around 4 days of debate on the new tax measures. And then each day of the debate will cover a different policy area, such as health, education, defence. And then new tax measures can come into effect almost immediately if the House of Commons agree to them at the end of the 4 days of the debate. So Chancellor Rachel Reeves announced what was a very harsh budget for the new Labour government last month. It highlighted tax rises worth £40 billion in order to fund the NHS and other public health services because of the financial situation that was left from the Conservative government. And it has sparked a lot of controversy throughout the country, particularly because it was said it wasn't outlined in Labour's manifesto when they were campaigning for the election. So the 2024 budget included new tax kind of measures in personally, business, wages, benefits, pensions, transport, drinking and smoking, government spending, public services, housing, and like UK inflation. So I won't go into too much detail on all of the points because it is very detailed. But like I said, some of the main points were that the legal minimum wage is rising. So for over 21s, it's going to be about £12.21 per hour. And for 18 to 20-year-olds, it's going up to £10. And this is to be a part of a long-term rate to get a single adult rate. There is also the national insurance tax that I mentioned before. On salaries above £5,000, it's going to be going up to 15% from 13.8%. And there is personal inheritance tax, which has caused a lot of anger in the north of England to farm owners, as the inheritance tax is being extended over to farms as well. Now, the debate that will happen on this petition on January 6th will be opened by the Liberal Democrat MP Jamie Stone, as they chair the petitions committee, and the government will send a minister to respond to it. There will not be a vote at the end of the debate, but government will have to issue a written response because this petition has surpassed over 10,000 signatures. But it has definitely added a lot of fuel to the opposition, which is the Conservative Party, with the leader, Badenoch, seen to be kind of attacking the Prime Minister during his questions this past week, saying that there is a petition out there with 2 million people asking him to go, referencing the Prime Minister, in response to saying that the rise to employers' national insurance tax has prompted businesses to have to cut jobs now. Now, because this was not in Labour's election manifesto, but Labour have claimed it is needed because they're trying to fill the, quote, black hole in public finances that was left by the previous government. Now, the Prime Minister has said that despite there being a petition out there with 2 million people wanting a new general election, he said that we had a massive petition on the 4th of July in this country referencing the fact that they had a landslide victory of 9.7 million votes, which is in comparison to a petition of 2.8, is quite a bit higher. And he has also accused Badenoch of making unfunded commitments by backing extra spending, but is not saying whether she would reverse the increase in national insurance if she were in government, which then led to him saying that the Conservatives are only offering complaints rather than other solutions to what Labour have proposed. So it will be quite interesting to see how this develops in terms of whether a new election would ever take place next year, potentially after the debate of this petition, or how much more fuel this petition could get, considering that we've only had a new government for around 5 months. And that it's the first Labour government we've had in 14 years of Conservative reign. So it's on a new ground and it seems to be causing a lot of tension and controversy with, as well, I saw today, there is now debates on net migration happening in the UK. So that is sort of what has been going on this past week politically back home in the UK. And I now have some more songs for you. So this next set is some more strong indie rock, to be honest. But these next two songs were actually suggested to me by someone back home. So shout out to him, because I have loved listening to their stuff. And these two songs have been my top two so far. So the band is called Good Kid, and they're actually a band that originated in Toronto, so I find it quite ironic that it's someone back home in England suggesting them to me whilst I'm over here. But they have a really fun indie rock sound, and yeah, this is the song First Rate Town by Good Kid off of their 2023 album Good Kid 3. So I hope you enjoy listening.
Still left here between the scars. When you look around, all you ever notice is you cannot see the stars.
And welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You are tuned into Open Mic currently. And that song we just heard was called Lover by the English band The Hunna. And just before that, we heard two songs from the Toronto band Good Kid with Summer. And then just before that, First Rate Town. And like I said before, those two songs I recently discovered literally the other day through a friend back home. And just another thank you to him for introducing Canadian music to me. But they were definitely some songs that I would recommend everyone checks out, as well as their albums. And thank you for tuning into my open mic today. I hope you all have a lovely rest of your day and enjoyed today's show. Tune in again next week at 12 p.m. for some more music and another topic. And stay tuned as we have Varian's open mic coming up next from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. So finishing up this set, I have some slower indie rock pop for you all. These are all songs from the playlist and all are artists actually from Vancouver. So we'll start off with Christina Kennedy, who has a song Close to You off of her latest EP, Echoes of Us, followed up by Dan Manigan, who has got a really incredible cover of the Lumineers song Sleep on the Floor off of his album Being Somewhere Else. And then after that is a song called Lucky Streak by the artist Kylie V off of their latest album Crash Test Plane. So I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you all next week.
I might as well rent out a place right by you just to be a little closer. It's been a while since we've kissed, a simple feeling deeply missed. I'll wait a decade for your lips. If you feel that you need to go, just let me tell you, sir, there's nothing wrong with us. You can try and distance yourself, so much space between us now. So when the road is long and there's twisted emotions, will you come back just for a moment and hold me close? Close. I miss the sound of your fluttering twice when you see me. You think it's cheesy, I think sweet.
It's honestly not that sweet, I just miss you.
And when I listen for your voice, there would be no other good choice than to call your name. So when the road is long and there's twisted emotions, will you come back just for a moment?
Cause if we don't leave this town, Toothbrush, dear. Pack yourself a favorite blouse.